Let's get it. Welcome to the High Guys Podcast. I'm high, and I hope you is too. We back again. It's your boy Worm on here with Rado, Twan, and Daryl. We back for another week, and we talking about what we really talking about is a man.
Chicken wings.
That's how we is, man. That's how we doing it. We gonna eat his chicken wings. Somebody gonna probably be smoking. Somebody gonna be drinking. Daryl studying. Look at, see, like I said, drinking all that. What we talked about this week is we talked about knowing your worth as a man, and knowing your worth as a man meaning that, like, you don't just only know who you are and what you represent when you step out in the world, but also how that means your interactions with women. And in today's culture, what's becoming a huge trend is fellas starting to simp for women. So I'm gonna break it for you, Antoine, first. With
what, hold on.
Being
before you get into that, hey, if y'all can find, like, where y'all originate from, and say you got the chance to go to the Olympics, would you represent that country that you originally from, and not America? If you found out what country it was,
shit, America would be fucked then.
I said you, nigga, not nobody else.
Asking you if you found out.
That's a good question.
And you're world class, and you for sure know that you got the world record already. You're gonna break that shit, and you going into this shit like, I'm gonna win this shit regardless. So would you run for the U.S. or run for the country you originated from?
I would have to find out a way, how, like, a creative way to represent both, because it's like, if you go,
I live in the U.S., so it's like,
yeah, and then also the history behind it, you know, about the people that was here before us, you know, slaves coming over here being, you know, raped and murdered and hung and all that shit. By me saying I'm not going to represent the U.S., it's like I'm saying, like, that all that history, you know, that us Black folks have survived and go through, mm-hmm, was just thrown out the window. So I can't do that. I can't abandon that, because then that's like a slap in the face to them and disrespect. You know? I don't like all that bad juju around me. And then also, I mean, yeah, I would want to represent wherever my originating country would be, but I would have to find a creative way, or somehow I can, like, represent both in, like, a unique way or something like that. Because, like I said, I can't disregard the history of Black people in America, but I also want to, you know, represent my true roots and stuff at the same time. So I would have to find a way of that.
Warren?
I'd still run for the U.S. or whatever my event is or whatever. I'd have to do it for the U.S. because even if I was to find out if I was whatever else I am ethnically, I'd still feel like, all right, but this is who I identify as. I could still learn some more stuff about, like, who I am in this different culture. But, I mean, I would only even then run for the U.S. because I'd be still thinking of it as, like, my way of running or work or doing my event as myself. Mm-hmm. Because if you do it for a different, a different country, they're going to then try to put you on, like, their poster child for whatever that event is. And now you that nigga in
you same boat
in Saudi Arabia, like, you the best shot putter, and that's all people recognize you for in that country. And I could see that being, like, you know, a way of being famous, but I don't want to be that type of famous. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I agree with that.
Man. Yeah,
that famous in that country.
All right, go, Daryl. What you got?
I don't agree with that notion that if you was to be represented in your home country, I don't think they just recognize you as one thing. You feel me? Like, look at Usain Bolt. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a, like, they thinking that nigga is everything. You feel me?
Nah,
you
just, but I mean,
he's Jamaican. He's born and raised out there.
But yeah, I'm saying,
he run for them, but he's trained here.
If he was in America and he was running in America,
but he do run in America though. He trained here.
No, but I'm saying though, if
all his coaches American and everything else, this is where he worked out and all that.
But he grew up in Jamaica though.
Yeah.
I could respect him growing up in somewhere else, coming to America, and then going back to your home country to run that way. I could respect that. But I'm saying, like, even if he had ran for the U.S., like, people in Jamaica would be feeling like, yeah, he represents us. And what I'm saying, Daryl, is then, like, if he stayed in America, you know, people in Jamaica is probably just going to know him as, like, you know, the track runner guy, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's like.
Yeah, I can see that point.
But then you go to Jamaica and you in Jamaica and everybody fucking, like I said, your event isn't as cool as running track. You did the pole vault and it's like 1,000 niggas at the Jamaican airport with pole vault sticks and trying to get you lit off of that. It's like, all right, bro. Chill out, y'all.
All right, Daryl, what you got, Daryl?
I mean, I probably have to still run for America, but I'm definitely about to have me a big-ass article about my hometown, though, for sure, letting them know what it is, struggling with all this shit. But, you know, I'm about my money, man. I need my sponsors and all that shit. You feel me? Like, I'm representing them. You know what I'm saying? If I'm representing them, they ain't going to give me no damn money. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to fuck that. So I'm gonna probably try to play both sides, but definitely, you know, I'm gonna have to side with the U.S. just cause I'm about my money. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, for me, fuck this shit. I'm running for them niggas. that's the best way to bring awareness. Mm-hmm. Like niggas didn't choose to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm running from them niggas.
That's why I said I most definitely have some shit to say.
Yeah, like I'm running from them. Just to be like, the world record belongs to whatever country we from. And that's the world record. Niggas ain't gonna beat that shit. If you know you about to put on for that shit, and you get these niggas like they first ever gold medal, that's like right there. You like, man, through all the shit that we done been through, the slavery and all that shit, niggas get kidnapped. Like, you took something back to them niggas. That's a world record and a fucking gold medal. So I'm going back. The U.S. got enough.
But it's like, at the same time, it's like, for me, like I mentioned already, like the history, you know, the struggle of black people in America, you know, all the bullshit. So it's like, I can't disregard America for that reason, you know, like, you know, that. To me, you just can't, man. You just can't.
Yeah, the shit happened. You feel me? Yeah. It's like,
sacrifice, you know?
Yep.
Things they endure, you know? So it's like, that's why I would have to find a way to represent both.
I'm going to try to play both sides somehow, some way. Yeah. Man. I'm going to make something happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I gotta protect where I live at, too, though. You feel me? It's like,
true.
Right.
So.
I want to see the NBA I don't even call it an NBA. I want to just see professional basketball in one fucking league like soccer all over the world. Oh my God, that would be fucking amazing. Like,
I'm with that shit.
Oh man, that'd be dope as fuck.
What was that one? What'd you say?
He said,
I want to see, you know how soccer got one, well, they got multiple leagues, but it's like international. You know, it's like everybody in the world. I want something like that for professional basketball. Just have a global league, just like soccer.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But especially a black man that's on top like that, sheesh.
They just waiting for an opportunity. Get that fucker out of here. That's what they're
doing. Isn't it out here killing? They don't to see us on top for too long, man. Nope. They're looking for any and anything, man. Like, nigga, I feel bad for LeBron. LeBron got to stay squeaky clean. You feel me? Like, niggas like that's him. Nigga,
they waiting.
LeBron, Will Smith. Name a few black niggas that's on top. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you feel me? I'm going to even put The Rock in that category. You feel
the
me?
Rock,
like,
yeah,
The Rock.
You know what I'm saying?
Rock a nigga. The Rock half black. The nigga half black.
Let some bad shit pop off.
Let some shit come from his past
out of nowhere. And in the news, is definitely going to say, the Black Rock.
Yeah, he's gonna call him Black then. He's gonna be a nigga then. He's gonna be a nigga.
African American. African American.
African American Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah, they gonna hit that nigga with the Dwayne. Dwayne.
I tried to start the episode. And we have gone off on a whole other tangent. I'm over here. What's up, y'all?
In Daryl's world, Dirty D's world, men's, what is the standard for Dirty D when it comes to the ladies?
Man, my woman gotta be a freak. She gotta be a freak in the sheets, nigga. Period, point blank. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, shit, man, you feel me? Like, I for a long time, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, nigga, as long as a bitch respected me, blood, and nigga listened, gave me whatever the fuck I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Did her part, nigga, I was good with it. Nigga, I handled the rest, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I just feel like me, per se, nigga, I'm good with the man I am, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, I guess I'm not a nigga that say, like, what does this woman bring to the table? I'm not that guy. You feel me? Like, I like to bring a bitch in. We set the table up together. You know what I'm saying? That's basically where I'm at with it. You feel me? Like, long as a bitch respect herself, man, she confident in what she's doing, you know, about her shit. You feel me? Like, ain't out here on no fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like making her money, you know, uplifting me. I'm gonna uplift her. You know, and we just gonna go hand in hand like that. You feel? I'm pretty sure it's a lot of other shit I could say, but I'm gonna probably just piggyback on a lot of shit drop my head to say, and I'm gonna start it off like that though.
Antoine, you go second.
Are you going to go?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I agree with a lot of shit that Daryl's saying. I'll just sum it up.
Sum it up for Antoine. The career guy Antoine is, what he's looking for in his lady partner.
I mean, like I said, I agree with everything Daryl just said. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know if Daryl's like, yeah, let's build the table and all that shit. And I'm all about building that table. But you still got to ask that question, you know, what can she bring? I'll say this, to the construction site to build the fucking table. Because like, all she bringing is pussy. That table ain't going nowhere, bro.
That bitch bringing a whole tractor to that motherfucker. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
well, she just can't stay at home. Do nothing.
She just can't stay at home.
Nah, not with me.
I'm good. She bitch, you gotta be doing something. If you at the house, you better be doing something.
You feel me? Yep. You made online business.
Stay busy. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. For real.
So regardless, whoever wants to come be Mrs. whatever, Miss Marler. She gotta contribute some type of contribution to the cause.
Right.
Absolutely.
Goddamn right.
Absolutely. And no matter if you was making six figures a month, she still got to get some type of hustle.
She gotta know how to do something. I don't care what she made. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got nothing to do with that because I'm going to support her on whatever she's doing. You know, I just, she got to be doing something. You feel me? I'm not doing that housewife shit. Fuck that, man. I don't care.
Go ahead. What if she decides, all right, well, you telling me I got to work with this little bit of change. and she could just go get a baller who don't give a fuck. He show up and just gonna go ahead and pay for that date. Get rid of that ten stacks.
She wasn't the one for me. She wasn't the one for me.
There you go, baby.
Go ahead. She got time to be working.
Shit, and I'm not telling her to go start no shit with she. If I'm making that type of money, she not about to be working for nobody. You know what I'm saying? She got to start her own shit. You feel me? Like, what you need, baby? Like, I can. You need support. You need some. I got people that'll come. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be.
You trying to build her up while you are already up, and then, but you gonna still fund the money, but she got to put some type of effort into it.
Oh yeah, and she got to keep that shit maintained. She got to. I'm gonna give her something. She better make that shit triple, quadruple. You know what I'm saying? Make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, she needs to help me figure out how to make more money. You know, she ain't gonna be working. She needs to be researching that shit 24/7.
How to make money?
You better be a stock expert. Something.
Exactly. You better show me how to invest. What we investing the money in? Don't invest
that's
all
what
this
I'm
shit.
Saying.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you a certain amount to invest. You feel me? So we can, this may happen, bro. You feel me? I need a bitch that's on my team, nigga, like just a straight rider, nigga. I don't give a fuck what it is. You know what I'm saying? If I tell you, bitch, you come shoot this bitch, better go get the Glock.
What for some money?
Huh?
For some money, man? For you to take care of her,
this motherfucker talking.
You gotta go shoot people, hey.
Murder.
You better put a cap on her. You better bust that cap.
We need to stack. And go pop it.
This nigga want to kill her.
Yep. Are you ready to kill or
you want a body? You want a bodyguard?
You ready to kill?
Hey, baby. Hey, he get into that work. He call her, baby. Bring the heat. These niggas acting crazy. Bring the heat.
I got something for you. Hey, baby. Slar.
Bring the heat. Bring the heat. Oh, y'all just wait.
I'm already
wait
on the
she like, say less.
Come through with the set off. Get on the nigga with the whole beanie, like.
She come sliding up, and he come out of the store pointing like, there he is. There he is.
The worm, man. I'm pretty sure. That ain't your type of standard. So since these niggas think they gave theirs, before we go something else, what's your this nigga was fine over here.
This nigga want to murder. This nigga want to kill it.
Bitch, baby,
my bitch need to have at least 10 bodies.
So, at least we know. You know what kind of work Daryl do.
She need at least 10 bodies for me to fuck with this bitch.
He'd be like, I'm going to kill it.
Come take care of this bitch. Bitch, you set your club. Take her ass out.
That's their profession. We know that he's into that street life. So he needs that street standard. He got street standards. Mm-hmm. Martin, Dara got them street standards. So,
yep.
Martin, you're an athlete, so I appreciate your standards different from that dude's standard.
I got the best of both worlds, though. I mean,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
professional,
man.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to say the. I just wanted her to have that mindset. If I call, be ready. You feel me? I just want to know if she was down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I need her to have that by any means. Like, I got you. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Necessary mindset, okay. My standard is as high. I don't need her coming through with the blicky.
You don't need a murderer.
But nah, like I get what they say, and I like
fucking
I
feel mass that. Shooter.
Go take care of this bitch.
That's what killed me. He on the phone. Go take care of this bitch.
She gonna kill everybody. He's like, damn girl, I just said
hey, what's that one scene? That one scene on Mitch to the Society, nigga, when they hit the box, nigga, the nigga with the mask on. Oh shit.
Oh, man. All right, man. Fuck that all street.
Right. All right, yeah.
That street
yeah,
life man. Nigga shit right
look,
there.
Look, so, man. What they yeah. saying, like, I agree with. Like, a standard of you don't want a partner. Well, me personally, I don't want a partner who's like not carrying their weight, so to speak. She don't necessarily have to have like a high paying job or nothing like that, but she does have to have a good head on her shoulders that at least she can do for herself, or at least do for us. Like, if that means being in the house and keeping the house like tidy and clean and everything, dinner on the, like in the oven or whatever, that's what's up. Or if she's like making sure she's hitting the gym and looking right and all of that, that's what's up too. That's a part of it, I feel like. And if it's not that type of mentality, somebody just feels like, oh, you doing it, you handling everything, it's good. I'ma just sit back and I'ma just be a baddie over here and make Instagram videos and shit. That's not the life. I'm not supporting that. I'm not gonna be with somebody who just feels like that she just got the free ticket. Like she's hooked up with the right one, and now we gonna ride off into the sunset. It ain't gonna go down like that.
Technically. The only fans, they do be getting cashed out.
They do.
They be making money because you got lame niggas that cash them out.
Exactly.
So now you telling her, hey, you know, you can't be on the OnlyFans stuff because you know you with me now. And she looking at you like, man, these niggas cashing me the hell out. So why should I talk to you? And I'm getting cashed the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, fuck you. Peace out.
That bitch gotta go.
I'm better than that.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go.
That bitch gotta
no
go.
No thought, nigga. No thought. It's a reflex.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Bitch, pack your shit. Yep. Go make your money at your mama house, bitch.
I ain't no different from like, yeah, if a chick was to tell you like it ain't even gotta be on
the phone. But then again,
it could just be like a high paying career and she's choosing that over you. It's being like, all right, well, that's not going to work for me. Like, I'm not going to go for, like, you have to move to New York. I don't want to move to New York.
If a bitch was doing the OnlyFans and we talked about it, you know what I mean? We had an understanding, some type of agreement, you feel me? But if she trying to tell me off, like, nigga, I'm about to do this, I'm like, hold on, bitch. First off, hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? You going to, nigga.
You're like, block.
Hold on, bitch.
Hold on, bitch.
Hold on, bitch.
Yeah, I got one for you. I got one for you.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga,
bitch, man. Ain't gonna tell me. They going to tell me what you going to do, bitch. Now, come on. Fuck that. What the fuck you think this is? Dick run this shit, though.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Man.
It was all nice. Like, come on, baby. Hold on, bitch.
I'm just saying, man.
No, I
go ahead, though, bro.
Nah, but like that even goes back to like as I started this podcast, that the simps thing. That if she wanna get her life funded by some guys that's gonna be online telling her how, oh, you're so hot, you're so beautiful, here's like an extra $100 or something like that. Yep. If she wanna do that, more power to her. But it's like what Daryl talk about, like if you had a conversation about it and you cool with that. That's whatever. But that's a different type of guy. I don't think I could be that guy because it's like, I don't think I could be cool with the idea that like you out, your body is out there and everybody can see it. I just heard, I just saw a video of this dude reading a letter from this, like, this kid who was saying, like, he was in school and these guys found out, like, in school that his mom has OnlyFans. And now they, like, making fun of bruh because his mom got this page. And then he went and asked his mom, like, he asked his mom about it. And she was like, oh, don't worry about that. That, like, they'll get over it. They'll move on. Like, it, like, I'm not gonna stop doing. I'm not gonna stop doing this. And it was
The thing with the OnlyFans, they do have an option where you can do like a no face option. You feel me? You can cover your face and all the shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got tattoos or something that's noticeable. Then, I mean, then it's, I don't know what to tell you after that. But you feel me? I mean, I'm just thinking of shit that maybe could hide your identity.
That was my idea.
So
I started
over.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna have a mask on.
But all that, she's saying she ain't stopping basically because of either the attention she's getting or the money she's making from these that Warren Murray just talking about.
Yeah.
So is it a false hope for her? Because they just doing it just to look at it, but ain't nobody really gonna take her serious? Or
you never know.
It might be doing really.
It's always
what did he do? Just like really cashing out.
It's always gonna be that one dude who gonna marry the hoe. It's always gonna be that one guy.
It's guys cashing out on there. They are like. First of all, you got to pay just to get on the page. Then after that, you got to pay to get whatever videos or pictures they give you. And then if you tip more, they like that's when the girls start. Like hitting up your messages or like
they really hit you up
special stuff. That's what they say.
They really hit people up.
That's what it say. They say like they'll talk to like they'll send you messages personally and interact with their fans. I don't know how likely it is because I'm sure it's probably like they cut like copy and paste the same message and send it to 10 dudes. Like, hey, I really wanted to let you know that I appreciate you being my number one fan, and bruh's been just getting juiced about it. And cash her out even
jack it off for a reason.
But is that so who's playing who in this instant? Because pretty sure the dudes that really cash out like this gotta be some type of nerds or can't get a woman, so they cash out this amount of money. So if they get feet into the dream, they really think this is a thing, or are they just say, hey, I want to see how far this woman gonna go. And how much I could get out of this thing. Actually, and they actually playing her.
You'd be surprised. It was this I don't know if you're a pro bodybuilder or power lifter. Anyway, this motherfucker is yoked as fuck. Man. And he's making like millions off endorsements and shit. But he had a problem, he had an addiction to OnlyFans. He admitted it on a video. And he was like spending damn near all his money. It's like his girl be like, where's the fucking money? And he'd be like, I don't know, or some stupid shit. Like, that's how much money, like, he'll get a big check and he'll spend the check damn near on these hoes on OnlyFans and shit. So he was talking about how, like, what was talking about, they get like addicted to that. It ain't like he can't get a bitch. That looked like, you know, the girl he was with looked like some OnlyFans bitches. So it's like, I think it's something else, like a psychological thing. Maybe they're getting like
it's just like you saying, Rado. It's like that's what I think. It's just like what you saying, because it's like that. it's the fact that like it's they feel like they kind of winning something by. The fact that they spending all this money and they getting all this attention and they don't got game. Like, as much as this guy who you talking about, Twan, like, you don't get me wrong, I don't even know who you're talking about, to be honest, but like, I'm just saying, like, he could have been one of them guys that like got all like he got beefy because he got all worked out and shit and lost all this weight, but then now he like he got this hot girlfriend and everything, but he still don't really even know how to talk to girls like that. So then he get on the OnlyFans and they hot on there and they talking to him. And it's like, oh, what? Like, I can't believe this. So like, and
it's like, The guys that go to the strip club and think the strippers
exactly
love them.
And you know, and who is the guy up in there who think they feeling them the most? The dude who's spending the most money, who got his own private VIP section, and he's throwing on, I'm in here, you don't see me, it's going, it's lit. That guy thinks he's the man, and then he walks out of there, and he's trying to explain to his wife how he spent $30,000 in Vegas.
Hell $30,000,
goddamn.
Yep. Man, that's one night. Man, if I was pimping, I'd have so many girls in the strip club. But hey, we gotta find that one that's gonna cash out $30,000 in one night. If you could find a couple of them every damn night, niggas winning.
So y'all hated on me before I could do that.
What?
This nigga
still wasn't answered though. Who's giving the false hope? The dudes or the girls?
I think I feel like the girls are giving off the false hope.
They're selling them a dream, man.
Yeah.
Same, it's the same concept in the strip club. It's all fancy. Selling fancy. You know,
in a minute, it's gonna get watered down, bro. I'm saying it's gonna be too many motherfuckers trying to do the same shit.
But that's the other part too. I was gonna say it's like the crazy thing is it's kind of both because it's like they both selling a dream because he's still like he's giving her the kind of validation for like her beauty, but like that's not gonna last forever. And also, even now, as we heard, OnlyFans ain't even gonna last forever. So it's like this perpetuated dream in her mind of like I can do this forever. I can be at home taking pictures and posting them, and I'll
your body gonna decline. It's gonna decline exactly.
Exactly.
So
bitch, you need to. You wasting precious time, like bitch. If you don't go get you a career, fuck you doing?
So they show all these chicks to give up on the dream of having some dude that's gonna cash out for them, and they should work towards doing something for themselves.
I would say that the possibility of getting a dude to cash out is based on their willingness to. For lack of a better word, being compliant with that guy. If you're going to be with a man that you want to basically finance your life, you can't be an asshole. You can't be expecting like he going to pay for everything. And I'm a dirty up this house that we live in and not clean it.
Okay. Give up on the dream? Nah, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that's going all out. Going to Miami, Dr. Miami, getting these BBLs and all this shit, nigga. These bitches body be banging, nigga. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be somebody. Yep. Always going to be. So if you're willing to go that route, you got to go all the way that route. You feel me? Unless you already got it.
But then, okay, so, but we saying that the average woman that's looking for these all these dudes with money, they should just give up on that because
some of these bitches should quit.
Yeah, so they should start looking at regular dudes as they option.
Yeah, they should.
Facts. So good. Hell good.
So, exactly. So by everybody in this podcast being a regular dude, we're saying that women should just give regular dudes the shot, and if they have, they should come in there trying to build something long term. And not look for the quick buck.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Let's say they got a solid concrete plan, they just get us off the ground hella quick. You know what I mean? But other than that, bitch, you feel me? You better come with some humbleness, bitch. You feel me? We're gonna figure it out. But you
know what I mean? Like, don't come with me. You feel me? Bitch. I respect it.
Hold on, bitch.
You better humble yourself now. You better humble yourself. What's out there? False hopes, false dreams. So you better humble yourself now.
You better humble yourself.
Right now. I'm going to let you get out there. Yeah. If you like to do it. And you're going to come back.
You know what? You know what?
Get out,
fuck it. You know what? Fuck it.
Get out.
Get your ass out of here. Get out there and see what I feel like, bitch.
Get on out. Go ahead and make the OnlyFans page and see how long that's going to last.
Go make
it. See how long it's going to last.
Okay. We're going to see.
But I'm trying to be 100.
You see what? You're going to see what that basketball player do to you. Yeah, he's going to take you out for that one night. But guess what? But guess what? You're going to be back here. So you better go on all that. Humble yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Who the fuck you think you is? Better go ask somebody, bitch.
That nigga said, my name knows me, streets. Ain't the one, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, shit. God damn.
Fucking Daryl. That nigga crazy. Yourself. Better come correct. I said, we're going to McDonald's tonight. We're going to McDonald's for this date. You better take this date. Guess what? Guess what's out there?
Guess what's out there?
You go to that basketball player. You know, he's going to do it to you. He's going to pay you. 10 years from now, you're going to be back here eating McDonald's with me.
Yep.
Or out. I'm going to pass you by. And I'm going to say, see, I told you. So you better humble yourself now. And you better get your spot, put it in your purse. And when I give you the call, you better show up. That's all she got to do. And she's good.
Oh,
Daryl said he going to make a way.
She got to be a murderer, too.
I'm just saying.
You gotta be a murderer. 10 bodies
gotta be
minimum,
a rider, man. Straight rider, man.
10 bodies minimum, man.
You killed some niggas before? All right, you good? You good, man?
They're like, shit. I only killed 2 people. Ah, that ain't good enough, bitch.
Get back out there.
Hold on, bitch.
Said, humble yourself. Give me 8 more. Hey Mo, did we win it, girl? Hey Mo,
said you got some bodies.
She only had 2.
You got a hummer.
I think you said you need 8 more.
2. Nah, give me some more of them.
10 bodies minimum.
I don't know about that. I think they might have an easier shot at getting a baller with somebody with some money than shooting 10 niggas with Daryl. Wait, I mean, I'm shooting for that 20% of dudes. If I'm a chick, that's more work. You gotta kill niggas. You gotta tap.
You gotta kill niggas with Daryl.
That nigga told me I had to have a 10-by limit. Hell no.
God,
it was good, but it wasn't that good. I ain't killing nobody. Fuck that shit.
Oh, shit. Man.
Man, this is some big standards, man.
I mean, she had to be a rider. She just had to be a rider, boy. By any means. Okay.
Imagine you had an online dating profile. I mean,
be ready.
and that shit was in the bio. This nigga crazy.
Oh, you kill
10 people.
You're attractive. Do you got the blicky? Did you kill 10 people yet?
Minimum.
Minimum 10 bodies.
10 nigga minimum, man. Shit.
She hit you up. I got 8. I got eight.
Hold on, bitch.
That ain't enough.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
You gonna give me a laugh too?
Get some more.
Like you used to them simp niggas. That's what you used to, bitch.
Simp niggas.
I ain't the one.
That don't want you smacking nobody.
Well, why not risking with one of them simp niggas? Because they cashing out.
Oh, shit.
Some simp niggas. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you're a simp, you cashing out, period. So,
yep. All right, now, yeah, like I was saying at the start of this episode, let's define what a simp is. Let's define what a simp is.
Finally got back to it. Huh? All right.
Finally, yep.
But a simp, man, just a weak-minded nigga. Or, well, not, I ain't gonna say weak-minded, just it's a man. You don't got really no game. You feel me? I can say you ain't got no game. And just not really educated on women. You know what I'm saying? Women take advantage of simp niggas pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a nigga that's a square dude. You feel me? Like, it's a whole bunch of shit going on that.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas feel free to add a point in. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going off the top of the dome. You feel me?
Shit, I don't know what a simp nigga is. I ain't ever heard the term until now.
Simple-minded motherfucker, man. Just feel me? It's like, say, for example, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we know a nigga getting cheated on, and this nigga don't know. You feel me? It's like, oh, that's
a simp. How he don't know? How that nigga don't know?
Because he's a
simp. No. I'll say if the simp would be if he know bitch fucking somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what you don't know, you don't know. So,
it's like, it's more like, nigga, you know this is happening, but you allowing it, nigga.
You ain't doing nothing about it.
All right, so I get it. So, these niggas is giving other niggas a bad rap because they just stick around for dumb situations, doing dumb stupid shit, and that women think that all niggas do this damn shit.
Well, I want to say, not all women think it, but they.
Nah, but
like I said, they know what niggas. They know what niggas are taking advantage of. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like a woman can spot a simp like from a nigga miles away. Nigga, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. a simp nigga. Right, nigga, didn't cash me out.
I'm saying this. Yep. So it's like they'll test it out too. You know. So if they can't really figure it out at first, they'll give them some tests, and based on those results, then they'll put them in a certain category. But
it's just like what Daryl's saying. Like it's a simple minded. Like nigga who's like really just like what it really is just being also the fact that like it's not just being like a weak minded dude, not just like not having the game, but like also the fact that like you're a type of dude who gets played by women, like who is either giving up his money willingly or unwillingly, and a woman is taking advantage of you for that. And as somebody else said, it's like the opposite of what a pimp would be. Like how a pimp gets money from women, a simp gives money to women. Not necessarily like how a trick situation is where he even getting the sex out of it. He don't even possibly get sex. It's usually just like a transaction where it's the dude who takes this girl out to eat, and he know all she want to do is go out to eat with him, but he's still holding out hope that maybe on like that 10th date when I take her to Fogo de Chao, she gonna be ready for me, but it ain't never gonna happen for him.
So should these niggas start having standards as men and take back some of the power that they losing?
That's the reason why they sent them. They don't know how. You know what I mean? It's like some niggas just stuck in that way. You know what I mean? It's like, let's take strip club, for example. Nigga, you know, strippers, they look for the simp niggas. You feel me? They're like, oh, yeah, this nigga. Yeah, nigga, put a big booty on a square dude, nigga. He's going to pay $400-$500 for that shit. Not get nothing out of it.
How can that guy prevent that?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
How can he prevent that?
Huh?
How can that guy prevent that, though?
Nigga, he needs some guidance, man. You feel me? Like, nigga, that's
tough. Yeah.
Like, hey, bro. Say no. Tell exactly. That bitch.
So let me, I'll say this. I'll go up one layer deeper too. Do you think that's, so since they, like you going back, you said they don't have any guidance, right? Do you think that's the intentional breakdown of, I'll just say the black household, you know, the intentional breakdown? Because the guidance, of course, is going to come, has to come from a man. A woman can't tell you how to interact with a woman from a man's perspective. So it has to come from a man. So do you think the intentional breakdown of the black family contributes to current day symphony?
Yes. Based off y'all definition of the shrimp, yes, because if a woman can't teach her kid how to pick
up the shrimp, this guy's a shrimp.
Make life for that shit, so. Yeah, a woman can't teach you too much of nothing.
Nah.
You can't teach her how to kiss properly. The house, she ain't got no dick, so. You already lost the battle right there. You don't know how to piss properly. Yeah. So like, what can you learn from that if you can't even piss right? So you got to piss as a 2 or 3 year old when it's time for you to learn how to piss. You got issues from that day until adulthood. You don't know how to piss right. So I can't teach you anything about how to achieve any type of man thoughts about man goals.
Exactly.
Well, it's not on a woman to even really teach a boy how to be a man, because as we can tell, as we can see, even from these generations being brought up, a lot of them don't necessarily know how to be a man, because a lot of them were in one parent households, and a lot of them were with their mom. So I feel like in certain situations like that, they gotta, like, the mom has to be aware of the fact that, because we still even have this generation where they feel like, no, I don't need a man. I'm the mama and the daddy. I'll teach him how to be a man. And it's like, no, you can't. You truly can't, as much as you want to think that you can, because they still need some kind of male figure in their life to model from. So I think it's on the responsibility of the mom to, if she don't have a man in the house, like a quote unquote husband or something, she at least have like a brother she can talk to, or if she has a good relationship with her dad, she can then have them come in and like teach the boy at least some identity to be as a man, so that when he gets older, he don't turn into a simp.
Looking for that attention that he didn't get.
But then, you know, they got a lot to do with your, like, coming up. A lot of young men, they have friends, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you learn a lot from your friends, you feel me? It's like, nigga, like, I wouldn't let none of you niggas, nigga, like, I mean, you can give it, niggas can give your input all you want, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas just don't listen to it. But, you feel me? Like, I don't know, I don't agree with, like, the fatherless, generation coming up now, because I think a lot of men nowadays are in their son's life, bro. I think a lot of the shit is flipping, honestly. You know what I'm saying? From shit that I'm looking at nowadays. I feel like we was a generation where it was like,
man. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Because
we kind of got off the whole subject. I kind of segue into a whole other
thing. I mean, don't teach your kids to be a whatever it's called, a shrimp.
Shrimp. A simp.
You said a shrimp.
That's
where it starts. Starts when they babies.
Yep. They really do.
On both sides, on the man's side and the woman's side. Man's teach a kid a little something. And ladies, let the men's teach if they feel like it.
Daryl, can you help us revisit your requirements for a woman one more time?
Basically, the bitch got to be a rider, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you said something a little different. I believe it mentioned a block of some sort.
Can you go back to your original statement, sir?
Nigga, I shit at this point, nigga. Y'all niggas in bad one.
You just want to hear it one more time, sir.
Body limit. God damn. Definitely. Yep. Definitely. I had to kill 10 bitches.
You better have a pistol on her.
Be willing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I get what Daryl's saying, though. You know, he needs somebody that's going to be tight.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, too.
Yeah.
So, I get it. But I don't know.
Somebody I can trust and
touch. Yeah, with some real shit.
Yep.
I could agree with that.
It's too much.
She ain't got to be gun toting. Like, it's... Like, it's cool, like, you know, some guys.
If the situation called for
it. Yep, you know, yeah. So, you know, it's a cool skill set. In their life. It's a cool skill set, I guess.
Some guys never do that.
Like, it ain't, you know, it shouldn't make or break it.
Nah.
But if she can, if she know to hold a gun, you know, it may get some guys going.
Yeah. Hold on, that's what I'm talking about, bitch.
Yep. So girls, that's out there. You could be gun-toting, but you ain't got to be a thug with it.
You ain't got to be a thug with it.
You ain't got to be a thug with it.
If you trying to fuck with me, bitch, you better be ready to clap. You know what I'm saying?
You better be ready to clap.
You willing to clap back.
But also, what you say, Worm? I think I kind of agree with you. Did you agree with Daryl?
Were what the
he said
standards or
the... yeah, but he asked about Daryl's gun toting standards.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. She don't gotta have a pistol on her.
Yeah,
if she have one, it's a plus. It is a plus. I know she down for it.
God damn, y'all niggas was murdered.
Hey, wow.
Hey.
Well, like I said,
damn,
I don't need
like,
a murderer.
I don't need a murderer. I need a mass shooter.
I know one thing. I'd rather have a shooter and not need it than need a shooter and not have
it. Stop trying to make it sound good.
I don't need
it. I get it.
I need me one that come busting through the window with the thing on her if it go bad.
Yeah, I get it.
I can see that. A loyal
boy.
Why we gotta equate it to some gangster shit? Some
because shit. I'm a gangster.
Just like some niggas. Just say, hey, we just want a chick that's loyal.
I just want a chick that likes to talk and express her emotions.
Yeah.
And has a good understanding.
There you go.
Nope. She got to have that blicker on her.
I don't give a damn about none of that. You better have that heat.
Yep.
Got that heat. I don't give a damn. Eric, they got to go out the window.
Got to add that to the online dating profile.
She got that
heat on you.
She got to have that heat.
Yep, you got that heat on you.
Let me know it's real.
Shoot that thing in the air. Let me know it's real.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Now, don't send me a selfie. Send me some pics of you shooting.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, if she doing all of that, now you if she for so ghetto and hella ratchet. So by your standards of this,
not necessary.
Man, yeah, dude, he just said she sent him pictures of her shooting. That's hella ratchet, nigga.
Send me some pictures of you shooting. So
yeah, that's not the part. Come on, so that ain't hella ratchet.
that I was at the range. I was at the shooting range. Give it in. No,
he didn't play shooting range. He just said, "Hey, don't send me that other picture. Man, you know, none of them naked pictures. What's naked pictures gonna take me to?"
I'm talking about shooting range.
She sent the pictures like this. She sent the pictures like this.
Like I said.
Either way. I'm like, yeah.
Either way, that feels like ghetto. So you okay?
That's right.
Accepting a ghetto chick, and you gonna take care of her because
that's ratchet.
Hell yeah! If she,
I'm shooting in the air for you. I'm shooting in the air for you, Daddy.
Oh, she goes. She come out on the porch like, hold on, Daddy, I got another picture for you.
Bow. I'm scared. No, I ain't talking about that.
There you go, Daddy.
Send me those selfies.
I was gonna say, yeah, I can deal with ratchet, but it's still a level of like how ratchet that I'm okay with.
I ain't taking no bitch with 5 gold ones in her mouth, nigga.
5 is the max.
That's 5 gold ones, though. Too many.
So as a regular dude, a regular dude got standards too.
Yeah, I can't call me bruh.
5 goals.
Hold on, y'all.
You can't call me bruh either.
Oh. But you still got standards then.
Yeah, I can't be with no chick that call me bruh.
So there's chicks out there. You already can't get a dude. Mm-hmm. And you let her know now.
Yep.
That you won't even date her if she call you bruh.
Yeah.
And if she was having her strap out shooting in the air, it's a no-go. So you're not looking for somebody that's
a lie,
over the top ratchet, because she over the top ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
And she for sure not, you for sure not looking her way.
I might look her way.
But what would she have to have for you to look her way? Because now, you know, she wasn't able to get the rich dude. So now she's coming to you like, hey, I'm the there's a
okay
guy.
Yeah. All right. Like let's draw a picture of her. She ratchet, so she got like one of them fades. She got a fade, and she wearing, I don't know, like
got 4 goals. As he said, he can't do 5.
She got one of them rainbow outfits.
Yep, and she say, "Bruh,"
and she came to me and said, "Bruh."
Yeah, how could she get you here? How can that woman still get you?
She gotta be bad. She gotta be stupid bad. She gotta
still got a chance, but her chance is so slim that she better be the finest thing walking, the finest ratchet. So these regular just ratchet chicks got no hope of no dude. That's even they can't get the dude that's in the rich class.
Well,
and middle class, though, now they want the middle class dude, which is us.
Uh-huh.
So you telling that same chick, like, hey, we're not fucking with you in the middle class either. So.
Not like that. I ain't saying it like that. I'm just saying me specifically. But, like, it might be a guy out there that's like, nah, I like 4 gold ones. And she called me bruh. It might be a guy out there that's down for that. I'm saying I'm not the one down for that.
Well, Gerald said he ain't down for it either.
Unless
I'm pretty sure Demala said he ain't down for that either. I'm not down for that either. So that's 4 dudes that's saying they ain't down for no gun-toting, gold, 5 gold teeth.
Five gold teeth, bruh, calling.
Bruh, calling. Like, I did, but it is. It's one Instagram chick that do be saying, bruh. But she hella fine, though. And I be like, you know.
Because I know a lot of bitches from the Bay that say.
Bruh. Yeah, but no, but it's only her that I would accept it. Like, she going to the only part that I accepted because she hella bad. Like Warren said, you got to be like hella bad.
Right.
And she like hella bad. So I'm like, you know what?
I got a bunch of.
I'm cool with it for now.
I got a bunch of women girls.
That say bruh? And yeah, you would date them?
Yeah, I would. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have a casual conversation. She's
all like, right, but okay, so when he was off for a second, I asked Worm. He said he would too, but it's a standard. Oh, so sure.
She can't be.
Even had to be hella fine.
Four gold ones. Four gold ones. This five is too much.
Yep. So we're saying now that if she's not hella bad, like we all thinking, then she can't have five gold ones, say bruh, four gold ones and say bruh, because no hope for God that's in the middle class. So she had to go down to the Tyrone class of dudes.
Tyrone's, yep.
Because there's no hope, correct?
Yeah, a guy gonna want what he wants.
It's somebody out there for that chick. And Daryl saying he would be cool with that, but like you, I'm talking about like you chilling and you come home to said chick and she on the couch and she like, what's up, bruh? And then you sit down with her and y'all start talking about the day and you be like, yeah, it was some bullshit at work today. And she like, oh, for real, bruh? Like, saying that.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm cool off of that ratchet.
All right, so you still looking for a chick that can have some type of not intellectual conversation, but an intellectual conversation and be able to converse with you without saying, bruh.
Yeah.
So regardless of where she come from, she better not be in this conversation saying, bruh. She better be like,
right,
how was your day? So you still want her to have some type of common sense, some type of knowledge to hold a conversation. Hold a conversation.
Yep. We could talk about anything, but like I don't want to be talking to a chick and feel like I'm talking to a dude.
But what she like, what she can do both.
That's what, like code switch.
That's my thing.
What if she can come in your house, talk sports with you, like your bro could talk sports, but then hang out with you like a chick and be like, man, she can pull this shit off.
Well, hold on, Daryl, you was about to say something. all I was going to say is, all right, well, there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not even saying, like, I don't want her to, like, not have her like strong opinions on something. Like, yeah, if she can have a conversation with me about sports, television, or movies, and even or anything, and she has a strong opinion, like I'll be like how I would talk to my boys, because it's more just the like the fact that like we could have a good conversation about something rather than it being like I don't want her to like we have an argument about a sports team and she's jumping on the table like, nigga, you crazy. What you talking about? Who gonna beat LeBron? Who gonna beat him, nigga? You're crazy. Get out of here. I'm not talking to her, that chick. Ooh, I'm like, shit. It ain't that serious. Like, even if you is a
sports fan. But you know, but
I'm saying I can't vibe with that energy. I can't vibe with that energy.
So, but you want her to have some type of game knowledge without having the full game knowledge.
Same thing. She could be saying the same thing. And if she says something like, who's gonna beat LeBron? If she say it like that, okay. But she can't be the nigga that, who gonna beat LeBron? Who gonna beat him? Who gonna beat him, nigga?
But niggas do that though.
Gonna say, but yeah,
that's how niggas show like that compassion.
I don't care. I don't want my female to do
that. So you don't want her to show that type of compassion, but she can have like a little bit of compassion.
I don't want her to show like I said, nigga energy. I don't want her to
so it's a difference. There's a difference. You classify it as nigga energy. So you want her to be to use her women energy, but not cross over to this nigga energy.
But then, yeah. Who's going to beat LeBron? Like, no, fuck that, bitch. If
you he ain't saying that. He's saying she better get too niggerish. So she can say what she got to say, but it may not be too big. But she may not be like, so she can quote facts. She can quote the facts and everything, but it may not be, nigga, LeBron gonna get 55 motherfucking points today, motherfucker. But if she get to that point, like, if she gets that spirit, she's like, okay, I'm good. Exactly. Like, she can be like, exactly. Man, yeah. Man, LeBron keep going for 100 tonight.
What I say?
Get to the corner.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, nope.
Oh shit!
I'm good off that.
Goddamn, we gonna have a whole, we gonna know Daryl tight by the end of this call. We learning so much, man. So far, let's recap on what we know about this chick.
If it's genuine energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga made it seem like she sounded like a gorilla. Nigga, who gonna be LeBron right now?
And I'm not saying.
You gotta get out of here now.
Nigga, I'm not saying I'm not even saying she sound like that. She can sound like a chick. She can sound like a soft voice chick. I'm just saying, even just that energy. She could be even that sweet chick, but she just like on the table about to argue with me like that. I'm like saying, like, even like, I don't like that even with like my niggas. I don't want to like be in like a heated argument with one of my niggas. But like, if we talking about some sports shit or whatever, we could have like a conversation about sports shit and still be cool and still be like, you know, be chill and everything.
It depends on what it is. It's
and I know, and I know like, because it could get heated with your boys, but I'm still even saying, like, if it get heated with my boys, I expect that type of energy to come from them, though, even in that way. If it get heated with my girl, I don't expect her to be like, hold on, nigga, even she got a soft voice, she all girl and everything, but she on the couch talking about, what, nigga, what? Who you say gonna win the Super Bowl? Who? Get the fuck out of here. This nigga's crazy. Get out of here.
So you're saying that the standard for that is the woman shouldn't get over his niggas as far as their reaction to things. If she get like over the top and act harder than them, it's a problem. Yeah. So she should learn your niggas so that she don't go overboard with them niggas.
Not even learning my niggas, because it's not even specifically my niggas. It's more of just like, she shouldn't have any niggas energy. She shouldn't have any niggas.
Let's say if y'all in a bar, mm-hmm, and y'all having a conversation, y'all like a sports bar or something, you feel me, and another nigga talk about it, and she get heated with the one nigga. Like, nigga, hold on. Woof, woof. You gonna have a problem with that?
But yeah, I definitely would. Like now, like that goes even to something else that I like that would bother me. Like, I wouldn't want my woman to have any type of emotions, like emotional outburst for anybody but me. Like, if she sees some dude in the bar and she goes, hey, she gets all fucking juiced or whatever, I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Who is he that got you so excited? Like, you should be this excited for no nigga ever. And then if you see, and then if she see the same nigga come in the bar and she go, ooh, I hate that nigga. I'm sick of that nigga. I'd be like, who the fuck is this nigga? Why do you hate him so much?
How's she supposed to come in then?
Why do you got so much energy for this nigga? She should come in and see this nigga and not give a fuck. She should have no energy for anybody outside
ever.
Yeah.
You can't have that though. You can't have that, bro. Like, cause then
you're right.
They suppress that shit. You feel me? And that fucks
you, right?
I mean, if they see some shit and they gotta, ooh, I gotta be cool, my nigga here. You know what I'm saying? Cause then when you ain't around, you feel me?
That comes different. Yeah, you gonna get some fake.
But you want her to give that natural reaction. You feel me? You know, like, fuck that. You can't. Like, thing with women, bro, like, you can't tame them. You can't, like, a motherfucking, you feel me? Like, let the bitch be who she gonna be. You feel me? What I'm saying? Like, if she can't be her around you, she gonna be her around somebody else. And then it's gonna be a problem.
Right. You're right. But what you are saying and what I will counter with is you can't train them, but you're supposed to. You're supposed to. No, but look, hold on, man. Look, I'm sure all y'all know and can agree that women are more emotional than men. And because of that, because we are in better control of our emotions, we are supposed to be teaching our women how to be in better control of their emotions. Now, I'm not saying that like she can't have a natural reaction to seeing a friend and be excited about seeing this friend or anything like that. I'm not even saying that she can't be upset with somebody outside of our relationship. I'm just saying that like it shouldn't become like a fixation. It shouldn't become like I shouldn't see this nigga again and she has the same outburst, the same like excited outburst of like, here he is again, that same guy I was juiced about yesterday, remember? Here he is again, I'm excited to see him again. It's because it starts to be like, why are you so excited about this guy? And then even if she's telling me like every other day, she telling me about the same nigga that she hated work. Why do you hate this nigga so much that you focused on him every day?
But you got motherfuckers you hate at work.
I do. But it's like...
Why she can't hate motherfuckers too?
But what I'm trying to get at too, because like I was saying it, I was thinking about like, yeah, but I know that there's times where you come home and you want to tell your partner about like, this same motherfucker at work always pissing me off. Here we go again doing some shit. And I respect
niggas,
that.
Niggas, they do it every day. In my life, right. Do the shit every day that you
hear. You're right.
Look, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have this right. Ongoing feud with this motherfucker. So, yeah, you got to let a bitch vent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even saying that she can't vent or anything like that because I want her to, and I want her to be able to express herself around me. What I'm saying is, like, I don't want her to be like, it almost like how, you know, how you go to work and you know the nigga who's going to fuck with you at work. But like you try to avoid that person or you try to like you don't try to fuck with them as often. If it becomes a thing of like almost every other day, like you ain't trying to avoid them. You ain't trying to stop working with them. I'm asking you like, oh, like y'all work in the same department? Nah, he worked upstairs. But like I saw him at lunch and then I went over to sit by him and then we got into an argument about like how he don't agree with what I like and like he don't like what I like. And that's what I'm talking about. Like that weirdness of like, why are you
niggas do that shit too though all the time?
Why are you going to go start some shit with him?
But niggas do that same shit. Niggas, you know, you got that one nigga
that shouldn't do that shit either.
But you got that one nigga that you want to fight, but you really can't. And said, so you know, I'm gonna see what the hell he gonna say today. Or you got that one nigga you just wanna know. I want to know how fucked up this nigga is in his head, so I'm about to go fuck with this nigga just to see get my reaction out of this nigga. And she can be thinking of this the same shit. And you know, you do got women that nowadays that's like more in tune with the not Warren type of nigga side, but they nigga side to where you know they think like some niggas think on certain levels. So you got some of them that be like, I know this nigga gonna say some wild shit, so I'm gonna fuck with this nigga. It's just like a nigga would fuck with that nigga.
So you say they do that on purpose?
Yeah, sometimes.
I know what you saying?
Antagonizing.
Yeah, so, because like I said, it's some chicks that think like dudes real, like not like really like wanting like be a nigga, but you know, they got that same like little mind frame, so they think like the same way. So like so they know like this nigga is off the wall. So they just picking a fight. So maybe in another life, if that's what they believe in, they was a nigga at one point.
Maybe.
So you got a masculine ass bitch.
Right, but that's the thing. I am not into that.
Hold on, man.
Not too long ago, like I was talking to my girl about it.
Gorilla bitches hopping on the table.
I was talking to my girl about it, and I was telling her how I don't like how this new trend where women will even say that they have big dick energy. And I was saying like that, I don't know why like that became a thing. And she was like, yeah, you know, like she, I think she had pointed, like she had used maybe Megan Fox as an example of like her having big dick energy. And I was like, yeah, but you don't have one. So why would you want big dick energy? Like, right. Why would you want to be walking around like you have a dick swinging between your legs?
But where, okay. So, but where did they get that idea from?
It's confidence, really. It's the fact.
But that it's not, dick, though, because they don't know no nigga with a big dick. So what energy is they knowing? Because they looking at it. So what's the energy?
Because they get, because they getting it from the dude, like they get it from.
What about you? They don't know no niggas. All the little dick niggas.
They don't know nobody. So how can they produce this whole energy? Like, this is how they walk.
That's even a thing.
So how?
I guarantee you, any bitch that know a nigga with a big dick ain't gonna be talking like that.
Nigga. Exactly. So like, so kind of energy. So these, like I said, these women is looking at some fictitious bands, okay, aka the shrimps. Cause that's what the hell I'm calling them.
Just the shrimps,
the street shrimp niggas. That's lying to motherfuckers as if they got it together and they really fucking don't. So they thinking they putting their energy out so they can act the way these niggas acting, but these niggas is real life suckers.
Yeah,
a little bit.
That's a possibility, but I mean, it comes from this idea that yes, a guy with a big dick has a lot more confidence than a dude with a smaller one. So it's that confidence of like the dude who comes in the business suit and crushes the fucking presentation or whatever. That dude, you like chicks would then attest to it like, oh, he must have a big dick too because he's got all this confidence.
But that should attest to him just having confidence. He got a little dick in the damn world. He can be little dick Pat.
Right, but that's what they saying that like.
But they, like I said, so they don't really know what the confidence is. Just confidence. Why the hell do these dicks can't just have confidence? And but they
who's gonna say they walk around with little dick energy?
You ain't got walking with dick energy at all. Just walk around with confidence energy.
Exactly.
I've heard that saying though. Little dick energy. I've heard that shit. I little dick energy.
I don't think I have. I'm gonna have to write that down for a joke.
Simp nigga shit.
It's that little dick energy.
That's that shit.
Drive it
fast. Yeah. Ride around them little dick niggas driving them big ass Hummers and shit.
Yeah.
Man, like, or police officers, they usually get punked in school. They get to be trying to fucking go there.
Yeah, now they
get around and shit.
Now they about their life.
Yeah, so exactly. are them shrimp niggas?
Them shrimp. Okay, I don't think that would classify as a simp nigga though. That's just
man.
That's a little dick energy.
but they trying to make up with all this fake man confidence, and they trying to get the badge, get the muscles to convince these chicks that they about something.
That's a little dick energy.
Yeah. So then the shrimp nigga got a little dick energy too. Then that's cashed out.
They do.
So everybody. So they instead cash, of the call for shrimp, it's little dick out. Energy.
They cashing out though. They shrimping because
the slogan should be little dick energy. Is what these niggas is presenting.
Simp niggas with them.
No, fuck that shrimp niggas. It's little dick niggas. That should be the real phrase. And that's what this should be, little dick niggas syndrome. They walk around here. They walk around here tricking women. You think they cashing out, got women thinking they got big dicks. So they want these niggas. They ride around the Lamborghinis and everything, and they cashing out.
We need a shirt.
And all that dicks is look.
LBN.
Exactly, we do.
That's sure.
That's what it's called now.
Damn. He said in the meantime,
it ain't shrimp. And they ain't pimp niggas no more. Little dick nigga.
Lamborghini.
Little dick. There y'all go. They ain't shrimp. Oh, little dicks.
Shirts coming soon. Oh,
little dick niggas.
Y'all niggas terrible.
That's what it is. We just got down to the real definition of shrimp. These little dick niggas corrupting these women to think that they get out of life.
Yeah. Oh shit.
So now they should expect that coming in. If they want the little dick nigga, go ahead and get that nigga. What you gonna suffer in the end?
They don't want to suffer because they don't want to have to. They don't want to have to do what that little dick nigga's gonna tell them to do.
But we telling them from the get go, don't even go for that. Go for the real nigga that ain't acting like he's over the top.
Yeah,
because he most likely got what you want on both ends, and you ain't gotta be gangster like Daryl. Keep telling women to be, could be just Betty. Betty the
Flash. Oh, baby boy.
Shit. Okay, so far, Daryl want a murderer.
Y'all niggas got me fucked. I didn't say all that, man.
Daryl won't. She gotta have four goals because five is too many. Oh shit! And she got to argue with this nigga, like a nigga, over sports.
Yep. And we got worms. Be all that, but she better not get too nigga on him.
Hold on,
bitch. Oh. I don't want these
bro.
I can let y'all know now.
Okay.
If them chicks is like that, I don't want either one of them. Yeah, they sound cool, and we can have a little bit of fun, you know, maybe on the side or something. But I ain't looking for them because I don't want nothing ghetto and ratchet no more. I'm in my 30s. Boy, I look like something ghetto and ratchet. I don't want nothing ghetto or ratchet. I don't even want a hint of it. Because now I'm at an age where it's embarrassing now. So like I said, that sound fun. That she get, we go get the shooting and get the chopping people up and everything. That's what I need done. But goddamn, she should talk me out of it. Like, man, she's like, hey, well, like, why are we going to do this? Like, we should be talking about going to go make some money or something. And not talking about, man, this is going to bang at somebody, y'all.
And, bang on that nigga.
Who the fuck said we try to rob somebody? And, I said, y'all niggas shit twisted. I said, you gotta be willing.
I don't want that. I want somebody to talk me out of it. Well, you better talk me out of it now at this age.
She down for whatever, nigga.
Nah, she better be down for talking me out of it at this age.
Fuck
like that. I said, so she better be like, she better have some common sense.
You're getting robbed.
I don't give a damn.
You're getting robbed.
Right.
You're getting robbed. You're like, oh, and you got to take it.
You better talk me down.
Hey, like, I need you to come through. You feel me? I'm pinned in the corner. Come through. You feel me, y'all?
She's like, what? Say less.
And this is a situation that I'm not real serious about, but I'm saying, like, I'm just saying in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying like, nigga, I want some thug ass gangster. Just like, nah. I'm just saying, like, you feel me? Like, nigga, some shit might go
down. Yeah, like you said. Exactly what you said.
I need some common sense.
I want some common sense, too.
So, use your best judgment. Like, man, I'm old. Like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want you to go to jail. Like, use your best judgment. If we in our 30s, we should be coming up with a damn plan. On how we gonna get into our 40s.
Who's gonna be in that situation?
I'm saying like this 30-year-old ratchet chick who's dyed her hair blue.
Not being ratchet. She can do her hair.
She dye her hair blue. And she comes talking to you and she like, hey, what's up, bruh?
No.
I like them shoes you got on. No. That's what I'm saying.
Is she?
She bad.
All right, so like,
Blue. Like, see, like, if she mad, I'll be like, oh no, I'm good.
Like, it depends on in that situation. Like,
bitch, your hair.
If she came up with that type of confidence, and she's like, what's up? Like, I'm alive, and I'm like, is she serious? And then I might be interested for a hot second. But like I said, like, I'm not gonna be serious with you.
Right.
I'm not gonna be serious. Like, I'm not gonna take nothing you do
serious. Right.
Like, unless you could give me some type of logic behind that blue hair, or if I could think of some reason why you would have some damn blue hair, she better be like, oh, well, you're not promoting.
Nope.
Some type of
favorite color.
And I'm like, hell to no. Like, what the hell? Blue hair?
It's just my favorite color.
Nope.
I'm rocking
this. Nah, fuck that. I'm too old for that shit.
You see?
I'm rocking this.
Like, I might not be in that rich class, but I could afford some shit now. And I go places now and I don't want no damn blue hair for no damn reason. There's nothing behind it.
Don't nobody want no blue hair for no damn reason.
It expresses my perspective on
what? But it better bring something.
And my expression of how I view the world and my ability to be 100%.
Nope. Yep. Yep. She better be coming up. That's like you just said. Oh, if she got blue hair and she sent me that, she better have some money behind that. And I said, okay, now we can work with that. We can work with that now, because now we have my little, not too fancy dinners, but it's like, hey, in my head, I'm like, yeah, y'all talking about her about her blue hair, but we making money over here, so I don't give a damn. Yeah. And then we elevating on some shit. But if she just got blue hair and say, hey, what's up with it, bro? I ain't got no life. I ain't got nothing.
I can't go to the work. I can't go to the work party and my girl got blue hair for no reason.
Yeah. She better be a doctor or something. She better be having something to where I could be like,
going on.
Hell yeah. So I could be like, why these niggas trying to clown? I'm thinking in my head, man, these niggas don't know. She got a real 200,000. Yeah, she's making $250,000 right now. And y'all niggas gonna know. And I'm gonna be up in this damn thing.
What's up with it? I'm walking away.
That what's up with it? Something better be behind it.
I'm like, hell no. Nah. What's up with it? I'm gonna say what's up with it.
What's up with you?
She hit me with a bro, I'm gone.
What's up, bruh?
Man, it's been a few that hit me with the what's up with it.
She'll be like, fuck with me.
It's been a few. And sometimes I reacted with the little, it's been stupid, but I smile, say what's up, but keep it moving. Sometimes I've been intrigued, and then, you know, it's popped and dabbled for a little bit just to see exactly what the hell they was going to say. You know, some turned out pretty decent. Some was like, what the fuck? That bitch was crazy. I had one when I was working in Vegas. She came through. She said, what's up with it? And I said, what's up? And I knew, I was like, all right, either she prostituting or something, because she was dressed. So she kept talking. I said, I'm about to see how far I can go with this shit. I'm working. And she just talking. So I'm talking too. And she was like, oh, I'm trying to come home with you. I was like, all right, cool. We could do that. I said, I'm off at this time. Then she's going on and on. And I was like, damn, this bitch is crazy. I was like, man, if I was single, I fucking would have took that bitch home. We'd have made some money. But I entertained her for a little bit. And I was like, nah, this bitch is crazy the whole time through. But like I said, sometimes you be feeling, you just want to see how crazy these chicks really is and how far you could go with it.
Yeah.
Don't look how crazy a bitch is, bro. Don't win. Like, they'll show you something different every day. You know, these motherfuckers, one time you think you got them pinned down, then you do some shit that's off the wall, and then you see this bitch going to another level, some animalistic shit. You're like, oh, yeah.
Animalistic.
God damn.
She's back in touch with her roots. You fucking with Daryl. Daryl did some off the wall shit. It's turned her animal roots. Oh, that nigga, he hopped out that window a couple of times. Please.
Daryl done seen some chicks jump on the table.
My baby mama scaled my whole balcony, nigga. I was like, what the fuck? I stay on the same floor. This bitch got in my house, nigga. Went through my back door. I woke up, bitch was standing over me, nigga. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, God.
That's why Daryl need them girls with the blicky, man.
That's why. And all that damn trauma he got.
See, yeah, he got reasons why.
There we go.
He got reasons why he needs
that. I need to be sleeping next to his online dating profile finished.
I need to be sleeping next to a chick that wakes up and sees my BM and goes, what the hell?
In the quickness, though.
It's out of my life.
But that's a problem I ain't got and I don't want. So if you want to date somebody,
it all makes sense.
Yep. So if you want to date somebody like Daryl, you be ready for that. So if you want that semi street nigga,
I know you're ready to shoot all the time, nigga. You feel me? Like I like a variety of bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Variety. See? There you go. See? Daryl know what you're talking about.
Variety, huh?
Yep.
I got square bitches, you feel me? Bookworm bitches, geeks, all kind of shit. You feel me?
There you go.
So,
they all got one thing in common. They got some good pussy. You know what I'm saying? But they got some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? That's
so all you need is good pussy and money.
I ain't never fucked with a broke bitch a day in my life, bro.
Ooh, day in his life, baby.
All right, guys, we finished his dating profile. Congrats. All right. That's the ideal girl.
And no broke bitches.
Yep, none.
He ain't having it.
You gotta have money, bitch,
because I am not, no. I ain't been Silvery ain't dead, but bitch, you better have some money. I give a fuck.
Oh,
shit.
I have his money.
Daryl got his standards. That's all it is.
That's his tagline. Chivalry ain't dead.
Chivalry ain't dead. But you better have some money.
Man. 2 weeks in a row.
I'm just saying, man.
Chivalry ain't dead. but you better have some money.
All right, let's close out this shrimp, aka Lil Dick Niggas.
LZN.
On the topic of, I forgot what the topic was.
The topic was it was just basically just talking about standards for like as a man, and that stumbled into simp territory because the selling of the dream, is it on the men's side or is it on the women's side? Like I said, I feel like it's on both sides because the men is selling the dream that like women can somehow build a career out of being an OnlyFans model, air quotes, but. They're also selling a dream to the men, making them think that like by paying for this chick's time, paying for this the pictures and all that, making them feel like, oh yeah, I got a direct line to her, bruh. I could hit her today and she'll hit me back like, what's up, bruh? And it'll be good. But then as we continue, we start talking about fatherhood and we start talking about like, really, yeah, that's what's really gonna change the simps. That's what's going to change even the standards. If we have standards as parents and raise children who have standards.
Don't forget, we did complete Daryl's online dating profile. you know exactly what he's looking for, so that's good to know. But really, simping, I mean, I don't know. That person has to be ready to accept a lot of realities, whether he likes them or not. And
and operate from the from that new knowledge. You got to be ready for it. So that's about it. Until then, you gonna keep sending.
We're going on closing arguments, man. Like just off the simp shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like Twan just said. I'm piggyback on that. Step your game up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself on these women, bro. You feel me? And I don't need a shooter. I ain't say I needed a shooter.
Oh, man. No
10 fucking body count limit, man. I was just putting out the idea. And you know what I'm saying? My ideal woman, I just want her to be down for anything. You feel me? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. As far as sampling and shit, shit is whack. You niggas need to go back to school or go holler at one of your player partners or something, bro. Cause
hey,
you're living your life wrong, bro.
Yeah.
And that goes for poor, medium class, rich class, of all shrimps.
Yep. No, I just need Noah. That's
how it goes. Closing it out. I just learned what the hell a shrimp was. Stop shrimping. AKA Lil Dick Nigga. Me and that guy.
Yep.
Don't have Lil Dick energy.
Remember, you gotta remind them hoes. Chivalry ain't dead.
Chivalry ain't dead.
But you better ask you better some money.
So don't shrimp. Get some game. It don't require much.
Yeah.
You could just have the same confidence that you got with the money. Just don't have to use it. You could be the same nigga without flying. And then to all the women that think these shrimps got some big dicks, they deceiving you on every end of earth. Oh, so get it out earth. Your head. Get that out your head. That these dudes are dudes that's really about something. And get you a regular dude that's trying to get something and could satisfy you the way you want. And he ain't faking it. And what else we discussed it?
Oh, that was it.
And I don't want no thug chick. So ladies, if you want somebody like me, you can't get me. But if you want somebody like me, know that he ain't looking for no thug chick.
That's Daryl.
Brother of heaven.
Blue hair.
There's some things that he will accept. You know, you might have some kids. That might be acceptable.
Yeah, man.
Don't be gun toting. Yeah, don't be gun toting. Yeah, don't be gun toting. Gold tooth having.
Gold tooth having.
Unless, like Daryl said, you better be having some money behind that. You better be having some money behind that grill. And everything goes.
Oh, shit.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Any walk of life. So, yep. Ladies, if you want a guy in that medium class, lose the grill, the blue hair, the gun toting, lose it, or
like you said, gun toting. I be thinking of a bitch just coming in.
She can go talk to Tyrone that ain't making like no money and be happy and stop saying that you want these guys that's with these little dicks in the rich class and get you a regular dude.
Yep.
With sense.
Hey, man, well, that's pretty much what sums it up. Like y'all said, to the simps, stop simping, stop spending your hard earned money to look at pussy. You could Google it without having to pay, bro. To the chicks out there, stop taking money from these simps. You playing these guys, and like that's the game. If you could play these guys, but in the long run, it's making shrimp men who are gonna be out here walking around with little dick energy, and it's gonna fuck things up. And to the ladies, if you trying to get with a man, remember chivalry ain't dead. But bitch, you better have All right, man. That's the High Guys podcast. That's it, man.